And to talk more about what's happening with the Bucks, and specifically Chris Middleton, who's having a really, really solid year. It's what you do with Middleton at this point. We talked a lot about it the other day, last week, about a max contract or not. Sean Devaney, the NBA writer for the Sporting News, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Sean, how you been, buddy?
Pretty good, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. Okay, the biggest question is, would you or would you not pay him the max contract at this point for what he's doing with the Milwaukee Bucks?
I don't think he's quite at the max level. The market is going to determine that, however. When you look at the amount of money that's going to be out there in terms of teams that have been saving for this summer and are looking to sign, you know, Kevin Durant or Jimmy Butler, depending on what he does in Philadelphia, or Klay Thompson. There's certainly big names out there, but there's more money than there are names. So once you get past that first line of names, it's a matter of whether there's going to be a team that's going to step up and say, all right, Chris Middleton is our second option. Let's go out and give him the money we were going to give, say, Klay Thompson, but we missed on him. So let's go for Chris. That's really where, the possibility of him getting a max deal lies. And if you're Milwaukee, you might be forced to step up and pay that or match it, if another team comes in and gives them the offer. I think it's going to be dependent on the market. I think they'd rather not give him a full max. I'm not sure he's necessarily a full max guy, but there's probably going to be a team that's going to have the money to make that offer to him.
So this is what I equate to like the Michael Redd situation of years ago. There was no shooters available. Michael was the best deal. They gave him the max contract, and it ended up being an albatross around their neck for a long period of time. What kind of a danger is this if you get near that kind of money?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the big danger. But, you could flip it around. What's the danger if you let him walk? And you've got Giannis coming up in a couple years, and that might be something he looks at, especially if they continue and if they make some progress in the playoffs, they get to the second round, maybe they get to the conference finals, and you let the number two scorer slip away, he's probably not going to forget that, so you do have to consider that as well. That's got to be part of your equation, but certainly, look, if you give out a max contract, and especially, Chris did have knee surgery in college, that's certainly something that you've got to have in the back of your mind as well. There's going to be a risk there. There's no question about it. But you do have to weigh the risk against, A, what is he giving your team? What is he doing for your team? And there's no question about his importance to this team. And then B, how does it look to other potential free agents, especially the one, who is, one of the best players in franchise history already. You don't want to lose him. No question about that. So you have to factor that in as well.
How much does the relationship with Giannis being his, kind of his close guy, how much does that factor into your decision as to whether or not to pay him more or not pay him more?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a major factor. I mean, it really does. They're not like buddies off the court or anything like that, but they are certainly guys who, have come up through Milwaukee together and have dealt with hard times together. They're about as close as you can be in the locker room and on the floor. I think it would be a pretty big blow to the franchise if Chris Middleton got away, and that's something that you really can't you can't hide that. And who do you replace him with? There's not like there's another Chris Middleton just sitting there on the roster. It's not like there's another Chris Middleton out there that you're going to sign in free agency. So it would be a pretty big blow if he wound up going somewhere else.
This team, the way they've started, and then they kind of hit a little bit of a roller coaster up and down, and they're kind of gaining it back now, so to speak. But give me your thoughts on the way this team started off and how the NBA's adjusted a little bit and now their adjustment to that.
Yeah, you know, I think that, that they've been exposed a little bit defensively, and I think that that's been pretty obvious. I think sometimes what happens too, Bill, is they had that huge win over Portland. They won by, you know, 40-something points. They haven't quite been, you know, a lot of coaches, when they win a game like that, will say, oh, geez, this might be a problem. And I do think that has been a problem. They haven't played with the same level of intensity since they won that game by 40 plus points. So I think part of it is just a natural, as you say, sort of an ebb and flow of the season. You know, where you're going to hit a bump like that, especially after you get such a convincing win. So I think that's certainly been part of it. But a part of it, I mean, they have not played the same level of defense over the last couple of weeks that they were in the same in the early part of the year. If you're going to shoot the ball the way they do with the frequency that they do, you've got to be able to play at least average level defense, and they really haven't, you know, like I say, since that Portland win. So, you know, that's been the real difference for them. They've got to get that intensity back, and I think that's something they can do.
Talking with Sean Devaney, NBA writer for the Sporting News. Moving forward, so tell me about Budenholzer and your thoughts, because he's the guy certainly love the culture that he's created inside that organization. Now, moving forward, is he the kind of guy that's going to say, instead of just let it fly, of, hey, we got to D it up. We got to play better defense if we're going to be consistent, and more so if we're going to get out of the first round this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that, especially now, I mean, you look at the game against the Knicks, you know, there's no way you should give up, even in overtime, 136 points to that Knicks team. There's just no way. So, you know, that's got to be one. And it's been nice that they've had a little bit of a break here, because they do have, you know, Detroit's played very well. They've got Golden State coming up, and then they've got Toronto. Those are three, you know, pretty big games in terms of saying, okay, how legitimate is this start? You know, 15-7, if that becomes 15-10, you know, that really changes sort of the way you look at this team and the way you look at the start. If that becomes, you know, 18-7, you win all three of these games, then certainly they look like a much more legitimate contender. I think that Budenholzer has that capability. Don't forget, he coached a 60-win team in Atlanta. You know, everything, it's more easy to remember, you know, how badly things were when he left Atlanta, but when he first got there, he coached a very, very good team and got them to 60 wins. So he has that capability, and I think that this break ahead of these three games, I think this was well timed for him, and you'll see them come out being a much more aggressive defensive team.
How many All-Stars other than Giannis do you feel can come off of this Milwaukee Bucks team?
You know, I think Chris deserves it. You know, so I think you wind up with two. You know, especially if they maintain their start. You know, a lot of coaches will vote sort of based on the record of the team and say, okay, this team deserves two All-Stars. And if they maintain the start that they've had through early January, mid-January, then I think that they'll wind up getting two, and I think Chris will be the second one.
Good stuff, Sean. We certainly appreciate it, and we will chat again, I'm sure, down the road, okay?
All right, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Sean Devaney, NBA writer for the Sporting News, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them 800. 800-